can purposefully use your feelings to transmit an even more powerful frequency by adding feeling to what you're wanting.
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
You can begin right now to feel healthy. You can begin to feel prosperous. You can begin to feel the love that's surrounding you, even if it's not there. And what will happen is the universe will correspond to the nature of your song. The universe will correspond to the nature of that inner feeling and manifest because that's the way you feel.
So what are you feeling now? Take a few moments to think about how you feel. If you're not feeling as good as you'd like to, focus on feeling your feelings inside and purposefully lift them. As you focus intensely on your feelings with the intention to lift yourself, you can powerfully elevate them. One way is to close your eyes, shutting out distractions, focus on your feelings inside, and smile for 1 minute.
Lisa Nichols.
Your thoughts and your feelings will create your life. It'll always be that way. Guaranteed.
Just like the law of gravity, the law of attraction never slips up. You don't see pigs flying because the law of gravity made a mistake and forgot to apply gravity to pigs that day. Likewise, there are no exclusions to the law of attraction. If something came to you, you drew it with prolonged thought. The law of attraction is precise.
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
It's hard to swallow. But when we can begin to open ourselves up to that, the ramifications are awesome. It means that whatever thought has done in your life, it can be undone through a shift in your awareness.
You have the power to change anything because you are the one who chooses your thoughts and you are the one who feels your feelings.
You create your own universe as you go along. Winston Churchill.
Dr. Joe Vitale.
It's really important that you feel good, because this feeling good is what goes out as a signal into the universe and starts to attract more of itself to you. So the more you can feel good, the more you will attract the things that help you feel good, and it'll keep bringing you up higher and higher.
Bob Proctor.
When you're feeling down, do you know that you can change it like that? Put on a beautiful piece of music. Start singing. That'll change your emotion. Or think of something beautiful. Think of a baby, maybe one you love, and dwell on it. Really keep that thought in your mind. Block everything out but that thought. I guarantee you'll start to feel good.
Make a list of some secret shifters to have up your sleeve. By secret shifters, I mean things that can change your feelings in a snap. It might be beautiful memories, future events, funny moments, nature, a person you love, your favorite music. Then if you find yourself angry or frustrated or not feeling good, turn to your secret shifters list and focus on one of them. Different things will shift you at different times, so if one doesn't work, go to another. It only takes a minute or two of changing focus to shift yourself and shift your frequency.
Love, the greatest emotion. James Ray, philosopher, lecturer, author, and creator of Prosperity and Human Potential programs.
This principle applies to your family pet, for instance, which I believe are wonderful because they put you in a great emotional state. When you feel love for your pet, that's a great state of love. It's going to bring goodness into your life. What a gift that is.
It is the combination of thought and love which forms the irresistible force of the law of attraction. Charles Honnell.
There is no greater power in the universe than the power of love. The feeling of love is the highest frequency you can emit. If you could wrap every thought in love, if you could love everything and everyone, your life would be transformed. In fact, some of the great thinkers of the past referred to the law of attraction as the law of love. And if you think about it, you will understand why. If you think unkind thoughts about someone else, you will experience those unkind thoughts manifested. You cannot harm another with your thoughts. You only harm you. If you think thoughts of love, guess who receives the benefits? You. So if your predominant state is love, the law of attraction or the law of love responds with the mightiest force because you are on the highest frequency possible. The greater the love you feel and emit, the greater the power you are harnessing.
The principle which gives the thought the dynamic power to correlate with its object, and therefore to master every adverse human experience, is the law of attraction, which is another name for love. This is an eternal and fundamental principle inherent in all things, in every system of philosophy, in every religion, and in every science. There's no getting away from the law of love. It is feeling that imparts vitality to thought. Feeling is desire, and desire is love. Thought, impregnated with love, becomes invincible. Charles Honnell.
Marcy Shymoff.
Once you begin to understand and truly master your thoughts and feelings, that's when you see how you create your own reality. That's where your freedom is. That's where all your power is.
Marcy Shymoff shared a wonderful quote from the great Albert Einstein. Einstein said the most important question any human being can ask themselves is this a friendly universe? Knowing the law of attraction, the only answer to give is, yes, the universe is friendly. Why? Because when you answer in this way, by the law of attraction, you must experience that. Albert Einstein posed this powerful question because he knew the secret. He knew by asking the question, it would force us to think and make a choice. He gave us a great opportunity just by posing the question. To take Einstein's intention even further, you can affirm and proclaim, this is a magnificent universe. The universe is bringing all good things to me. The universe is conspiring for me in all things. The universe is supporting me in everything I do. The universe meets all my needs immediately. Know that this is a friendly universe.
Jack Canfield.
Since I learned the secret and started applying it to my life has truly become magical. I think the kind of life that everybody dreams of, and I live on a day-to-day basis. I live in a $4.5 million mansion. I have a wife to die for. I get to vacation in all the fabulous spots of the world. I've climbed mountains. I've explored. I've been on safaris. And all of this happens and continues to happen because of knowing how to apply the secret.
Bob Proctor.
Life can be absolutely phenomenal, and it should be, and it will be,
when you start using the secret.
This is your life, and it's been waiting for you to discover it. Up until now, you may have been thinking that life is hard and a struggle. And so by the law of attraction, you will have experienced life as hard and a struggle. Begin right now to shout to the universe, life is so easy. Life is so good. All good things come to me. There is a truth deep down inside of you that has been waiting for you to discover it. And that truth is this. You deserve all good things life has to offer. You know that inherently because you feel awful when you are experiencing the lack of good things. All good things are your birthright. You are the creator of you, and the law of attraction is your magnificent tool to create whatever you want in your life. Welcome to the magic of life. And the magnificence of you.
Secret Summaries. The law of attraction is a law of nature. It is as impartial as the law of gravity. Nothing can come into your experience unless you summon it through persistent thoughts. To know what you're thinking, ask yourself how you are feeling. Emotions are valuable tools that instantly tell us what we are thinking. It is impossible to feel bad and at the same time have good thoughts. Your thoughts determine your frequency, and your feelings tell you immediately what frequency you are on. When you feel bad, you are on the frequency of drawing more bad things. When you feel good, you are powerfully attracting more good things to you. Secret shifters, such as pleasant memories, nature, or your favorite music, can change your feelings and shift your frequency in an instant. The feeling of love is the highest frequency you can emit. The greater the love you feel and emit, the greater the power you are harnessing. Chapter 3, How to Use the Secret.
You are a creator, and there is an easy process to create using the law of attraction. The greatest teachers and avatars have shared the creative process through their wondrous work in a myriad of forms. Some great teachers created stories to demonstrate how the universe works. The wisdom contained in their stories has been handed down through the centuries and has become legendary. Many people living today do not realize that the essence of these stories is the very truth of life.
James Ray.
If you think about Aladdin and his lamp, you've probably heard of that one. Aladdin picks up the lamp, he dusts it off, and out pops the genie. And the genie always says one thing.
Your wish is my command.
If you trace the story back to its origins, there's absolutely no limit whatsoever to the wishes. Think about that one. Now, let's take this metaphor and blow it out and apply it to you and your life. Remember, Aladdin is the one who always asks for what he wants. Then you've got the universe at large, which is this grand genie, and traditions, you know, have called it so many different things. Your holy guardian angel, your higher self. I mean, we could put any label on it, and you choose the one that works best for you. But every tradition has told us there's something bigger than us. And the genie always says one thing.
Your wish is my command.
This wonderful story demonstrates how your whole life and everything in it has been created by you. The genie has simply answered your every command. The genie is the law of attraction, and it is always present and always listening to everything you think, speak, and act. The genie assumes that everything you think about, you want. That everything you speak about, you want. That everything you act upon is what you want. You are the master of the universe, and the genie is there to serve you. The genie never questions your commands. You think it, and the genie immediately begins to leverage the universe through people, circumstances, and events to fulfill your wish.
The creative process.
The creative process used in the film of The Secret, which was taken from the New Testament in the Bible, is an easy guideline for you to create what you want in three simple steps.
Step 1. Ask. Lisa Nichols.
The first step is to ask. Make a command to the universe. Let the universe know what you want. The universe responds to your thoughts.
Bob Proctor.
What do you really want? Sit down and write it out on a piece of paper. Write it in the present tense. You might begin by writing, I am so happy and grateful now that, and then explain how you want your life to be in every area.
You get to choose what you want, but you must get clear about what you want. This is your work. If you're not clear, then the law of attraction cannot bring you what you want. You will be sending out a mixed frequency, and you can only attract mixed results. For the first time in your life, perhaps, work out what it is you really want. Now that you know you can have, be, or do anything, and there are no limits, what do you want? Asking is the first step in the creative process, so make it a habit to ask. If you have to make a choice and you don't know which way to go, ask. You should never be stumped on anything in your life. Just ask.
Dr. Joe Vitale.
This is really fun. This is like having the universe as your catalog, and you flip through it and you go, well, I'd like to have this experience, and I'd like to have that product, and I'd like to have a person like that. It is you just placing your order with the universe. It's really that easy.
You do not have to ask over and over again. Just ask once. It is exactly like placing an order from a catalogue. You only ever order something once. You don't place an order and then doubt the order has been received, and so place the order again and then again and then again. You order once. It is the same with the creative process. Step one is simply your step to get clear about what you want. As you get clear in your mind, you have asked.
Step two, believe. Lisa Nichols.
Step two is believe. Believe that it's already yours. Have what I love to call unwavering faith, believing in the unseen.
You must believe that you have received. You must know that what you want is yours the moment you ask. You must have complete and utter faith. If you had placed an order from a catalogue, you would relax, know you were going to receive what you ordered, and get on with your life.
See the things that you want as already yours. Know that they will come to you at need. Then, let them come. Don't fret and worry about them. Don't think about your lack of them. Think of them as yours, as belonging to you, as already in your possession.
Robert Collier.
In the moment you ask and believe and know you already have it in the unseen, the entire universe shifts to bring it into the scene. You must act, speak, and think as though you are receiving it now. Why? The universe is a mirror, and the law of attraction is mirroring back to you your dominant thoughts. So doesn't it make sense that you have to see yourself as receiving it? If your thoughts contain noticing you do not have it yet, you will continue to attract not having it yet. You must believe you have it already. You must believe you have received it. You have to emit the feeling frequency of having received it to bring those pictures back as your life. When you do that, the law of attraction will powerfully move all circumstances, people, and events for you to receive. When you book a vacation, order a brand new car, or buy a house, you know those things are yours. You wouldn't go and book another vacation for the same time or purchase another car or house. If you won a lottery or received a large inheritance, even before you physically had the money, you know it is yours. That is the feeling of believing it is yours. That is the feeling of believing you have it already. That is the feeling of believing you have received. Claim the things you want by feeling and believing they are yours. When you do that, the law of attraction will powerfully move all circumstances, people, and events for you to receive. How do you get yourself to a point of believing? Start make-believing. Be like a child and make-believe. Act as if you have it already. As you make-believe, you will begin to believe you have received. The genie is responding to your predominant thoughts all the time, not just in the moment you ask. That's why after you've asked, you must continue to believe and know, have faith. Your belief that you have it, that undying faith, is your greatest power. When you believe you are receiving, get ready and watch the magic begin.
You can have what you want if you know how to form the mold for it in your own thoughts. There is no dream that may not come true if you but learn to use the creative force working through you. The methods that work for one will work for all. Robert Collier.
Dr. Joe Vitale.
The universe will start to rearrange itself to make it happen for you.
Jack Canfield.
Most of us have never allowed ourselves to want what we truly want because we can't see how it's going to manifest.
Bob Proctor.
If you do just a little research, it is going to become evident to you that anyone that ever accomplished anything did not know how they were going to do it. They only knew they were going to do it.
Dr. Joe Vitale.
You don't need to know how it's going to come about. You don't need to know how the universe will rearrange itself.
How it will happen, how the universe will bring it to you, is not your concern or job. Allow the universe to do it for you. When you are trying to work out how it will happen, you are emitting a frequency that contains a lack of faith, that you don't believe you have it already. You think you have to do it, and you do not believe the universe will do it for you. The how is not your part in the creative process.
Bob Proctor.
You don't know how. It'll be shown to you. You will attract the way.
Lisa Nichols.
Most of the time when we don't see the things that we've requested, we get frustrated, we get disappointed, and we begin to become doubtful. The doubt brings about a feeling of disappointment. Recognize that feeling and replace it with a feeling of unwavering faith. I know, like I know, like I know, that it's on its way.
Step 3. Receive. Lisa Nichols.
Step 3 and the final step in the process is to receive. Begin to feel wonderful about it. Feel the way you will feel once it arrives. Feel it now.
Marcy Shimoff.
And in this process, it's important to feel good, to be happy, because when you're feeling good, you're putting yourself in the frequency of what it is that you're wanting.
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
This is a feeling universe. So if you just intellectually believe something, but you have no corresponding feeling underneath that, you don't necessarily have enough power to manifest what you want in your life. You have to feel it.
Ask once, believe you have received, and all you have to do to receive is feel good. When you are feeling good, you are on the frequency of receiving. You are on the frequency of all good things coming to you, and you will receive what you have asked for. You wouldn't ask for anything unless it was going to make you feel good in the receiving of it, would you? So get yourself on the feel-good frequency and you will receive. A fast way to get yourself on that frequency is to say, I am receiving now. I am receiving all the good in my life now. And feel it. Feel it as though you have received. A dear friend of mine, Marcy, is one of the greatest manifestors I've seen, and she feels everything. She feels what it would feel like to have what she is asking for. She feels everything into existence. She doesn't get caught up in how, when, or where. She just feels it, and then it manifests. So feel good now.
Bob Proctor.
When you turn that fantasy into a fact, you're in the position to build bigger and better fantasies. And that, my friend, is the creative process.
Whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Matthew chapter 21, verse 22.
What things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Mark chapter 11, verse 24.
Bob Doyle.
So the law of attraction, the study and practice of the law of attraction, is figuring out what will help you generate the feelings of having it now. Go test drive that car. Go shop for that home. Get in the house. Do whatever you have to do to generate the feelings of having it now and remember them. Whatever you can do to do that will help you to literally attract it.
When you feel as though you have it now, and the feeling is so real that it is like you have it already, you are believing that you have received, and you will receive.
Bob Doyle.
It could be you wake up and it's just there, it's manifest. Or you might get some inspired idea of some action to take. You certainly shouldn't be going, well, I could do it this way, but man, I would hate that, because you're not on the right track if that's the case. Action will sometimes be required, but if you're really doing it in line with what the universe is trying to deliver, it's going to feel joyous, you're going to feel so alive, time will just stop, you could do it all day.
Action is a word that can imply work to some people, but inspired action will not feel like work at all. The difference between inspired action and action is this. Inspired action is when you are acting to receive. If you were in action to try and make it happen, you've slipped backward. Inspired action is effortless and it feels wonderful because you are on the frequency of receiving. Imagine life as a fast-moving river. When you are acting to make something happen, it will feel as if you are going against the current of the river. It will feel hard and like a struggle. When you are acting to receive from the universe, you will feel as if you are flowing with the current of the river. It will feel effortless. That is the feeling of inspired action and of being in the flow of the universe and life. Sometimes you will not even be aware you used action until after you've received, because the acting felt so good. You will then look back and see the wonder and matrix of how the universe carried you to what you wanted and also brought what you wanted to you.
Dr. Joe Vitale.
The universe likes speed. Don't delay. Don't second guess. Don't doubt. When the opportunity's there, when the impulse is there, when the intuitive nudge from within is there, act. That's your job. And that's all you have to do.
Trust your instincts. It's the universe inspiring you. It's the universe communicating with you on the receiving frequency. If you have an intuitive or instinctive feeling, follow it, and you will find that the universe is magnetically moving you to receive what you asked for.
Bob Proctor.
You will attract everything that you require. If it's money you need, you'll attract it. If it's people you need, you'll attract it. If it's a certain book you need, you'll attract it. You've got to pay attention to what you're attracted to. Because as you hold images of what you want, you're going to be attracted to things and they're going to be attracted to you. But it literally moves into physical reality with and through you. And it does that by law.
Remember, you are a magnet attracting everything to you. The law of attraction says that like attracts like. When you have gotten clear in your mind about what you want, you have become a magnet to draw those things to you. And those things you want are magnetized to you in return. The more you practice and begin to see the law of attraction bringing things to you, the greater the magnet you will become, because you will add the power of faith, belief, and knowing.
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
You can start with nothing. And out of nothing, and out of no way, a way will be made.
All you require is you and your ability to think things into being. Every single thing that has been invented and created throughout the history of humankind began with one thought. From that one thought, a way was made, and it manifested from the invisible into the visible.
Jack Canfield.
Think of this, a car driving through the night. The headlights only go 100 to 200 feet forward. And you can make it all the way from California to New York driving through the dark because all you have to see is the next 200 feet. And that's how life tends to unfold before us. And if we just trust that the next 200 feet will unfold after that, the next 200 feet will unfold after that, your life will keep unfolding and it will eventually get you to the destination of whatever it is you truly want because you want it.
Trust the universe. Trust and believe and have faith. I truly had no idea how I was going to bring the knowledge of the secret onto the movie screen. I just held to the outcome of the vision. I saw the outcome clearly in my mind. I felt it with all my might. And everything that we needed to create the secret came to us.
Take the first step in faith. You don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step. Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
The Secret and Your Body.
Let's look at using the creative process for those who feel they are overweight and who want to lose weight. The first thing to know is that if you focus on losing weight, you will attract back having to lose more weight. So get having to lose weight out of your mind. It's the very reason why diets don't work. Because you are focused on losing weight, you must attract back continually having to lose weight. The second thing to know is that the condition of being overweight was created through your thought to it. To put it in the most basic terms, if someone is overweight, it came from thinking fat thoughts, whether that person was aware of it or not. A person cannot think thin thoughts and be fat. It completely defies the law of attraction. Whether people have been told they have a slow thyroid, a slow metabolism, or their body size is hereditary, these are all disguises for thinking fat thoughts. If you accept any of these conditions as applicable to you and you believe it, it must become your experience and you will continue to attract being overweight. After I had my two daughters, I was overweight, and I know it came from listening to and reading the messages that it is hard to lose weight after having a baby, and even harder after the second baby. I summoned exactly that to me with those fat thoughts, and it became my experience. I really beefed up, and the more I noticed how I had beefed up, the more beefing up I attracted. With a small frame, I became a hefty 143 pounds, all because I was thinking fat thoughts. The most common thought that people hold, and I held it too, is that food was responsible for my weight gain. That is a belief that does not serve you, and in my mind now, it is complete balderdash. Food is not responsible for putting on weight. It is your thought that food is responsible for putting on weight that actually has food put on weight. Remember, thoughts are the primary cause of everything, and the rest is effects from those thoughts. Think perfect thoughts, and the result must be perfect weight. Let go of all those limiting thoughts. Food cannot cause you to put on weight unless you think it can. The definition of the perfect weight is the weight that feels good for you. No one else's opinion counts. It is the weight that feels good for you. You most likely know of someone who is thin and eats like a horse, and they proudly declare, "I can eat whatever I want and I'm always the perfect weight." And so the genie of the universe says, "Your wish is my command." To attract your perfect weight and body using the creative process, follow these steps.
Step 1. Ask.
Get clear on the weight you want to be. Have a picture in your mind of what you will look like when you have become that perfect weight. Get pictures of yourself at your perfect weight if you have them, and look at them often. If not, get pictures of the body you would like to have and look at those often.
Step 2. Believe.
You must believe you will receive and that the perfect weight is yours already. You must imagine, pretend, act as if, make believe that the perfect weight is yours. You must see yourself as receiving that perfect weight. Write out your perfect weight and place it over the readout of your scale, or don't weigh yourself at all. Do not contradict what you have asked for with your thoughts, words, and actions. Don't buy clothes at your current weight. Have faith and focus on the clothes you are going to buy. Attracting the perfect weight is the same as placing an order with the catalogue of the universe. You look through the catalogue, choose the perfect weight, place your order, and then it is delivered to you. Make it your intention to look for, admire, and inwardly praise people with your idea of perfect weight bodies. Seek them out, and as you admire them and feel the feelings of that, you are summoning it to you. If you see people who are overweight, do not observe them, but immediately switch your mind to the picture of you in your perfect body and feel it.
Step 3. Receive.
You must feel good. You must feel good about you. This is important because you cannot attract your perfect weight if you feel bad about your body now. If you feel bad about your body, that is a powerful feeling, and you will continue to attract feeling bad about your body. You will never change your body if you are critical of it and find fault with it. And in fact, you will attract more weight to you. Praise and bless every square inch of your body. Think about all the perfect things about you. As you think perfect thoughts, as you feel good about you, you are on the frequency of your perfect weight and you are summoning perfection. Wallace Wattles shares a wonderful tip about eating in one of his books. He recommends that when you eat, make sure you are entirely focused on the experience of chewing the food. Keep your mind present and experience the sensation of eating food, and do not allow your mind to drift to other things. Be present in your body and enjoy all the sensations of chewing the food in your mouth and swallowing it. Try it the next time you are eating. When you are completely present as you eat, the flavor of the food is so intense and magnificent. When you let your mind drift, the flavor virtually disappears. I am convinced that if we can eat our food in the present, entirely focused on the pleasurable experience of eating, the food is assimilated into our bodies perfectly, and the result in our bodies must be perfection. The end of the story about my own weight is that I now maintain my perfect weight of 116 pounds and I can eat whatever I want. So focus on your perfect weight.
How long does it take? Dr. Joe Vitale.
Another thing people wonder about is how long is this going to take? How long will it take to manifest the car, the relationship, the money, whatever it happens to be? Well, I don't have any rule book that says it's going to take you 30 minutes or 3 days or 30 days. I think it's more a matter of you being in alignment with the universe itself.
Time is just an illusion. Einstein told us that. If this is the first time you have heard it, you may find that it is a hard concept to get your head around because you see everything happening one thing after the other. What quantum physicists and Einstein tell us is that everything is happening simultaneously. If you can understand that there is no time and accept that concept, then you will see that whatever you want in the future already exists. If everything is happening at the one time, then the parallel version of you with what you want already exists. It takes no time for the universe to manifest what you want. Any time delay you experience is due to your delay in getting to the place of believing, knowing, and feeling that you already have it. It is you getting yourself on the frequency of what you want. When you are on that frequency, then what you want will appear.
Bob Doyle.
Size is nothing to the universe. It is no more difficult to attract on a scientific level something that we consider huge to something that we consider infinitesimally small. The universe does everything it does with zero effort. Grass doesn't strain to grow. It's effortless. It's just this great design. It's all about what's going on up here. It's about what we put in place, saying this is big, it's going to take some time, this is small, oh, I'll give it an hour. You know, those are our rules that we define. There are no rules according to the universe. You provide the feelings of having it now, it will respond.
There is no time for the universe, and there is no size for the universe. It is as easy to manifest $1 as it is to manifest $1 million. It's the same process, and the only reason why one may come faster and the other may take longer is because you thought that $1 million was a lot of money and that $1 was not very much.
Bob Doyle.
Some people have an easier time with little things, and so we sometimes say, well, start with something small, like a cup of coffee. Make it your intention to attract a cup of coffee today.
Bob Proctor.
Hold an image of talking to an old friend that you haven't seen for a long time. Somehow or another, somebody's going to start talking to you about that person. That person's going to phone you, or you'll get a letter from them.
Starting with something small is an easy way to experience the law of attraction with your own eyes. Let me share a story with you of a young man who did exactly that. He watched The Secret film, and he decided to start with something small. He created a picture of a feather in his mind, and he made sure this feather was unique. He created particular markings on the feather, so he would know without any doubt that if he saw this feather, it had come to him through his intentional use of the law of attraction. 2 days later, he was about to walk into a high-rise building on a street in New York City. He said he did not know why, but he just happened to look down. There, at his feet, at the entrance to a high-rise building in New York City, was the feather. Not just any feather, but the exact feather he had imagined. It was identical to the picture he had created in his mind, with all of its unique markings. In that moment, he knew without a shred of doubt that this was the law of attraction working in all its glory. He realized his amazing ability and power to attract something to himself through the power of his mind. With total faith, he has now moved on to creating much bigger things.
David Shermer, investment trainer, teacher, and wealth specialist.
People are amazed how that I line up car parks. And I've done this right from when I first understood The Secret. I would visualize a car space exactly where I want it, and 95% of the time it would be there for me, and I'd just pull straight in. 5% of the time I'd have to wait just a minute or two, and the person would pull out and I'd pull in. So I do that all the time.
Now you might understand why a person who says, I always get parking spaces, gets them. Or why a person who says, I'm really lucky, I win things all the time, wins one thing after another all the time. These people expect it. Begin to expect great things. And as you do, you will create your life in advance.
Create your day in advance.
You can use the law of attraction to create your whole life in advance, right down to the next thing you are doing today. Prentice Mulford, a teacher whose writings share so many insights into the law of attraction and how to use it, demonstrates how important it is to think your day in advance.
When you say to yourself, I'm going to have a pleasant visit or a pleasant journey, you are literally sending elements and forces ahead of your body that will arrange things to make your visit or journey pleasant. When before the visit or the journey or the shopping trip you are in a bad humor or fearful or apprehensive of something unpleasant, you are sending unseen agencies ahead of you which will make some kind of unpleasantness. Our thoughts, or in other words, our state of mind, is ever at work fixing up things, good or bad, in advance. Prentice Mulford.
Prentice Mulford wrote those words in the 1870s. Oh, what a pioneer. You can see clearly how important it is to think in advance every event in every day. You will no doubt have experienced the opposite of thinking your day in advance, and one of the repercussions of that is having to rush and hurry. If you are rushing or hurrying, know that those thoughts and actions are based in fear of being late, and you are fixing up bad things ahead for you. As you continue to rush, you will attract one bad thing after another into your path. In addition to that, the law of attraction is fixing up more future circumstances that will cause you to rush and hurry. You must stop and move yourself off that frequency. Take a few moments and shift yourself if you don't want to summon bad things to you. Many people, particularly in Western societies, chase time and complain that they don't have enough time. Well, as someone says that they don't have enough time, so it must be by the law of attraction. If you have been chasing your tail with thoughts of not having enough time, from now on declare emphatically, I have more than enough time, and change your life. You can also turn waiting into a powerful time to create your future life. Next time you are in a situation where you are waiting, seize that time and imagine having all the things you want. You can do this anywhere, anytime. Turn every life situation into a positive one. Make it a daily habit to determine every event in your life in advance through your thoughts. Set the universal forces ahead of you in everything you do and everywhere you go by thinking the way you want it to go in advance. Then you are creating your life intentionally.
Secret Summaries. Like Aladdin's genie, the law of attraction grants our every command. The creative process helps you create what you want in three simple steps. Ask, believe, and receive. Asking the universe for what you want is your opportunity to get clear about what you want. As you get clear in your mind, you have asked. Believing involves acting, speaking, and thinking as though you have already received what you've asked for. When you emit the frequency of having received it, the law of attraction moves people, events, and circumstances for you to receive. Receiving involves feeling the way you will feel once your desire has manifested. Feeling good now puts you on the frequency of what you want. To lose weight, don't focus on losing weight. Instead, focus on your perfect weight. Feel the feelings of your perfect weight, and you will summon it to you. It takes no time for the universe to manifest what you want. It is as easy to manifest $1 as it is to manifest $1 million. Starting with something small, like a cup of coffee or parking spaces, is an easy way to experience the law of attraction in action. Powerfully intend to attract something small. As you experience the power you have to attract, you will move on to creating much bigger things. Create your day in advance by thinking the way you want it to go And as you align yourself with that frequency, you will create your life intentionally. Chapter 4. Powerful Processes. Dr. Joe Vitale.
A lot of people feel stuck or in prison or confined by their current circumstances. And I'm trying to point out that whatever your circumstances right now, that is only your current reality. And current reality will begin to change as a result of beginning to use the secret.
Your current reality or your current life is a result of the thoughts you have been thinking. All of that will totally change as you begin to change your thoughts and change your feelings.
That a man can change himself and master his own destiny is the conclusion of every mind who is wide awake to the power of right thought. Christian D. Larson.
Lisa Nichols.
When you want to change your circumstances, you must first change your thinking. Every time you look inside your mail expecting to see a bill, guess what? It'll be there. Each day you go out dreading the bill. You're never expecting anything great. You're thinking about debt. You're expecting debt. So debt must show up so you won't think you're crazy. And every day you confirm your thought. Is debt going to be there? Yes, debt's there. Is debt going to be there? Yes, debt's there. Why? Because you expected debt to be there. So it showed up because the law of attraction is always being obedient to your thoughts. Do yourself a favor. Expect a check.
Expectation is a powerful, attractive force because it draws things to you. As Bob Proctor says, desire connects you with the thing desired and expectation draws it into your life. Expect the things you want and don't expect the things you don't want. So what do you expect now?
James Ray.
Most people look at their current state of affairs and they say, this is who I am. That's not who you are. That's who you were. You see, if you look at your current state of affairs right now, let's say, for instance, that you don't have a lot of money in your bank account, or you don't have the relationship that you want, or your health and fitness isn't up to par. That's not who you are. That's the residual outcome of your past thoughts and actions. So we're constantly living in this residual, if you will, of the thoughts and the actions we've taken in the past. When you look at your current state of affairs and define yourself by that, then you doom yourself to have nothing more than the same in the future.
All that we are is a result of what we have thought. Buddha.
I would like to share a process with you that came from the great teacher Neville Goddard in a lecture he delivered in 1954 entitled The Pruning Shears of Revision. This process has had a profound effect on my life. Neville recommends at the end of every day, before